Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Okay, Elizabeth, what do we have today?
Today we're back with one of our favorite holiday treat makers. Brax, with their three new elf offerings, candy canes, gumdrops, and what they're calling mallow creams, but they look like candy corn.
This is in celebration of Elf's 20th anniversary, which is something I don't like to think about. It just came out a couple years ago, guys.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I'm really excited for this. There's a lot of flavor options and a movie tie-in. I don't know that any of these things are going to be something that I'm going to keep reaching back for, but I'm hoping we're going to have some fun in a way that doesn't make us cry. Like sometimes mellow cream can.
Yes. This will be interesting. Should we start there?
Yeah.
Okay. There's four flavors in this one. The peppermint candy cane in the shape of a candy cane. A toasted marshmallow in the shape of a snowman. Mine kind of, yeah, I guess it's a snowman.
I think it's like that old man snowman.
Yeah.
And then the one that is shaped like candy corn or Buddy's hat is maple syrup flavored. And then there's a Mr. Narwhal, and he is frosted sugar cookie.
I hope I like that.
So I will specify these are the candy cane forest mellow creams. So they are themed to that section of the movie.
It's cute.
Which one would you like to start with?
I would like to do the maple syrup.
Okay. Ding!
Pretty maple-y.
It kind of just tastes like candy corn.
Yeah.
But that's, I think, candy corn's original flavor, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know that.
I think we've looked it up before on early candy cane episode. Not necessarily maple syrup, but I think it's syrup or molasses or something like that.
That's probably right. People were using candy corns to make like homemade Butterfingers, so I don't know what I was thinking.
Rich marshmallow, warm vanilla notes.
I've never thought that before.
No.
You want to do these individually or as a bag?
I think as a bag.
Excellent. Where should we go?
I'm going to vote Mr. Narwhal.
Okay. I'm excited for this one.
Kind of tastes like candy corn.
I was wrong to be excited. But it's not bad. Just not.
It's a little buttery.
Yeah.
After note.
I preferred that to the maple syrup.
Okay. Which one next?
Marshmallow. Mr. Man.
I'm going to bite his head off.
I joined you.
I wouldn't necessarily say marshmallow, but I am getting the toasty flavor.
I like that one. We're going up. Peppermint is about to steal the show if my findings are conclusive.
I'm going for the hook. A hook kind of day. Oh, I want a bag of just that.
Wow, that's really, really refreshing.
Oh my goodness. So one of my favorite Christmas treats that my mom and I make growing up was her grandmother's recipe. And it's just a little fondant mint. You know, she used to make them for weddings, so wedding mints. I love them. This tastes like that.
I like when snacks remind you of childhood.
I mean, the rest of this is great.
I actually put the marshmallow one over to maybe finish later, but I'm trading it. Okay, well, now I'm feeling very weird about how to rate this because 25% of this bag smacked it out of the park. Okay. I'm going to give this bag a 6. And then individually, if someone were to just ask me, I think I'd give that peppermint an 8.
Wow.
What are you thinking?
I was also thinking 6 because as far as candy corn goes, it is not bad. If you like candy corn, highly recommend. If you like peppermint, save them all for the end because they're a delight. And Brock's. If you're listening, 2 things. Can you settle the debate how to pronounce your company name once and for all? And also, Keens? Can you provide a bag just of those peppermint candy canes? I will buy them.
Ding, ding, ding. They've just gotten back to us. They'll think about it.
They're on it.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Oh, we picked those up at Walgreens. And I think they're just like wherever holiday treats are. Cool.
You want to do swirly twirly gumdrops next?
Yeah. There are 3 flavors here. And when I sent Sarah the Instagram of them, I 100% thought that the red one was Merry Christmas flavor. And I was like, what is that just supposed to be?
So it is indeed Merry Cherry. And then there's an icy blue blueberry. No, icy blue raspberry. And a sweet sugar plum.
Would you? Raspberry is green. Shall we?
Yes.
I've gone everywhere on this thinking. If you like when like a pack of gummies, like the Scooby-Doo gummies, has like a blue raspberry, you're going to really like that. I haven't bought those for a very long time.
If you are cool with a gumdrop texture, so far, 33% of this pack tastes great. I haven't had a gumdrop in a long time, but I never remember them being particularly flavorful.
Yeah.
And that had a nice flavor.
It packed a punch. Sugar plum. I like this. I love plums.
That was a very unique flavor.
Yeah. Truly, the only other holiday thing that I have had as of late that should at Starbucks. And more things should maybe be that.
I have had some sugar plum flavored things in the past, and they tend to go perfumey.
Yeah.
And that wasn't. Okay, Cherry, don't let us down. Merry Christmas.
Christmas. When cherry is not medicine-y, it's so good. I liked this bag.
Flavor-wise, fantastic. Unfortunately, still gumdrops.
Yeah. I would, well, now I've kind of put myself in a corner because I enjoyed it a lot more than the mallows minus the peppermints.
Do what you want. You're on vacation.
The swirly twirly gumdrops get an 8 from Elizabeth.
What? I was going to give them a 7. I like them more than the mellow creams, but they're still gumdrops, unfortunately.
Something we commented on is that the gumdrops came in a great sized bag. Oftentimes we are trying things and then we have so much left over. And then I'm like forcing it on my family. And Sarah will take stuff into work and be like, here. And this is like, it wouldn't feel like, oh, I've wasted 1,000 gumdrops.
This was the only one that was offered in this 2.5 ounce bag. They did have the larger size of the gumdrops there.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I bought that one at Target and it flew with me to Florida. Cane on the ground. Hook, hook, hook. Okay, we're moving right forward to the candy canes. Now, we are no strangers to candy canes. We just took a little break last year to do our marshmallow advent calendar. What kinds?
We have world's best cup of peppermint hot cocoa.
Mmm.
Buddy the Elf maple syrup.
Ah.
And cotton candy headed Nitty Muggins.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, that was a roller coaster for me because I was disappointed these didn't have a fun name like the Candy Cane Forest Mellow Cream or the Swirly Twirly Gumdrops. These are just Elf candy cane, but they made up for it with the flavors.
This was a pack of 12, and they're in that kind of small box. I feel the need to comment on this. Candy super cardboardy things where like every single candy cane is in its little protected home. And these are just loose. They're in the box, but they're rocking back and forth and they are all intact. So maybe we don't need that. Which one?
Peppermint hot cocoa.
Okay. We broke one in half to share because we're together. Pam, this is right before your wedding. We're pre-gaming with candy canes. Okay, I'm going to take a little crunch, I think.
Okay.
Emma?
Mm-mm. Getting a lot of hot cocoa.
Yeah. It's so close to being something that I would really, really like. The chocolate is just not a chocolate I want to embark on.
Would be good stirred in an actual cup of hot cocoa.
Imagine this. Hot cocoa, the chai marshmallows, and this.
From our favorite marshmallow company in Central Florida.
Wow. We had a real experience today. But never mind that. Oh, we're on to
moving on.
The maple syrup. Yeah, I don't know why I'm feeling so negative towards maple syrup.
I don't know why. That's Buddy's only flavor option.
I guess they're like, there's no yellow and green flavor. He puts maple syrup on the spaghetti. You know, sometimes when you crunch and you don't know if it was the candy cane or your tooth, that just happened to me.
Put a real twist on the wedding.
I'm not getting much of anything from this.
It's just sugar.
Which I actually might prefer to what it's supposed to be.
I'm getting a little maple at the end.
Everything we're eating today is really finishing notes.
Pretty.
Blah.
Meh.
Okay, but it's the year of cotton candy. We saw a cotton candy vendor today. Maybe we should have bought it. And they had mashed potato cotton candy. Guys, that's silly. Pretty cotton candy.
It's that toasted sugar.
Mm-hmm. I like it. These canes were my least favorite. It's weird to say out loud.
I just don't think we're munching on candy canes that often.
No.
I want to give them a 6. They weren't bad. This is the same as the Mellow Cream.
I've written down a 6. I wasn't even thinking. Yeah. Wow.
All in all, I think these would be fun to have Elf Christmas party get together.
Watch the movie, have some treats.
Share with many people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, they did a good job. And they just were just coming off the pretty good summer carnival candy corn. Not bad. I'm finishing my peppermint.
I'm trying to think. Have we had any movie tie-ins? We had those Lady Gaga Oreos. This, I just felt like they really did capture the spirit of the movie. in those flavors.
I just finished the peppermint one. It's so good.
We may be battling for the remainder of the peppermints.
I won't fight you because I believe you sent me home with a few other things today. So,
well, you can have the rest of the bag. I'll take the 5 peppermints out. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Elizabeth, you got any thumbs up?
I do. I thought that I was going to have to talk to you, Sarah, about the free V Christmas movie Xmas, but I don't have to because Scott Pilgrim Takes Off is on Netflix, and it's all of the original cast from the film in this animated in the style of Brian Lee O'Malley, and it's really cute. It's different, but I think it has the same fun that the comics do. I just really enjoyed another visit to the material.
I remember when they announced that. I think I texted you immediately. I was so excited for you.
And it took a while, but yeah, it's so cool. And I love when people are so fancy and famous and they'll still come back to be. So like Chris Evans is Lucas Lee, the third ex. He's the second ex. I can't remember right now. And it's such a weird part. And he's doing the voice work. That's fantastic.
I love that.
And after all this time, my phone is still called Ramona Flowers. And it always says that when I'm connected at the studio. And I just love Scott Pilgrim.
I, to this day, have only watched it with you.
I like that, though. That's nice.
Tell me about this movie, too.
Okay. It's Rabbi Amel and Leighton Meester. And they are exes. It's E-X-mas. And he can't make it home for Christmas, so his family still loves her and invites her. So it is like shenanigans of when he finally actually does go home, of him trying to get her out and her retaliating.
That sounds right up my alley, and I was looking for a Christmas movie to watch tonight. So thank you very much.
No problem. Honestly, I like chuckled a few times, and I went in to tell my mom, hey, because she, I mean, it's noon. Wait, morning to night. She's just Christmas movies. And I said, this has the same what you watch, except I laughed a few times. And then I came back in and I said, trigger warning, dad heart attack out of nowhere. So be careful.
I'm glad you give her those warnings and I give you those warnings.
I do really appreciate it. Well, let me know what you think of it if you watch it.
I will. I seriously might watch it tonight. I don't even. Oh, I was scrolling through trying to find a Christmas movie to watch tonight because I am locked out of my parents' Netflix account again. And so I had to get a special code to say that I'm traveling. Oh. So I only have Netflix for a limited time. And I was like, let's make it count. But I might go see Love Actually in the theater tomorrow, so I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah.
But none of the other movies were really speaking to me, so I landed on Baby J. I mean, it took place in December.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So we'll switch gears after this.
Okay, I like that. What about you?
Well, funny, we were just talking about my reading habits. I've been a reading machine lately, and I think I told you I had started this last week, I guess, read Happy Place by Emily Henry.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I've read a few of hers and I like them all. They're just, they're fun, a little predictable, but this one is about six friends who became friends in college and have stayed friends through adulthood, and they all go vacation together every summer in the same place, and it's their last summer to do that, and you know how they've grown up together and separately, and it was really good.
I'm looking forward to reading that on my TBR bed headrest. I've got like a few, and People We Meet on Vacation is right there, and I think I might bump it down and go to Happy Place next.
Well, funny you mentioned that, because I was like, you know what? I love her books. Let's check out what we can. So I put People We Meet on Vacation on hold and Book Lovers, and People We Meet on Vacation became available first, and I started reading it, and I'm pretty sure I've already read it. Oh. But I also don't remember it.
Okay.
But then Book Lovers became available, and I for sure have not read that. So that's what I started. And right now, Libby is telling me I've read 34% of this book in 2 hours and 35 minutes. At this rate, I will finish in 4 hours and 58 minutes.
Whoa, girl, get it.
So I could get it done tomorrow.
Okay. Oop. We got a lot of follow-ups for today.
And then my other silly thumbs up is possibly our first ever snack thumbs up.
Okay.
Garrett's Popcorn, my beloved popcorn from Chicago.
Yeah.
They this year released a grocery store version, and I was skeptical and a little hesitant to try it, but when it became available at Sam's, obviously, I had to get some. And yeah, it's not as fresh as getting it from the store where they popped it that day, but it's delicious and it tastes the same, and it's really nice to be able to get it in Nashville.
Which kind did you grab?
The Sam's only has the mix, which cheddar is not, yeah, which is not, I just like the cheddar. I could do without the caramel.
I think I agree with you. Man, that is so delicious.
It's the best caramel corn I've ever had. Like, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
But there it's could also be the best cheddar popcorn I've ever had, and I just want to only eat it.
Man. Okay. I want to eat that right now. So I might ask someone. Oh, probably Robbie. I'm going to text him.
Thanks for sharing some thumbs up that I'm actually going to follow up on.
No problem. Thank you for chatting with me tonight, and I will try my hardest to not forget to upload this.
Well, we've got some time this time.
Yeah, I still want to be better at it, and I'll keep working on it. Maybe that can be a resolution.
All right, on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.